Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. It's so interesting in the various gospel passages of the resurrection to see that so often people who spent years, three years with Jesus, walking around, seeing his miracles, watching him raise the dead and so on, they couldn't recognize him in his glorified body. Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. But it's not that too terribly far stretched to not recognize somebody you know with. To not recognize somebody you know or have been spent a lot of time with. My dad's going to kill me when he hears that I told this story in a homily, but that's not going to stop me. Several years ago, when Mom and Dad were first married, they went shopping at Target or Sears or whatever, and they split up to get their own stuff, and then they were supposed to meet back up. Well, Dad finished first, and he was looking around for Mom, and he saw her standing in one of the aisles looking at whatever. And so he goes up behind her, and his sexy voice says, "Hey, baby, what you looking at?" And this Native American man turns around with long, dark hair, says, "Excuse me?" And my dad says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were my wife," which I don't think made things any better, but and my mom loves telling that story. They were prevented from recognizing him. And again, while it might be easy to wonder how did that happen, it's not very difficult to see how we fail to recognize Jesus as well. It wasn't until the breaking of the bread that they were able to recognize him. It says their eyes were opened and they recognized him. But in that same breath, in that same sentence, listen to what Luke tells us. "And it happened that while he was at table with them, he took bread, broke it, gave it to them, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, but he vanished from their sight." With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and immediately he vanished from their sight. There's a lesson here that we need to take hold of, take root of. Why was he in that big of a hurry? He couldn't have stayed just for a couple of minutes. I'm sure they had a couple of questions for him. They would have liked some follow-up dialogue, but he didn't. He took off right away and left them. Why? Have you ever been in that situation where you see God at one moment, your spiritual life is going well, you feel close to God, and then the next thing you know, nothing? We've all experienced that, I hope, at least had some experience of God. But then he vanishes from our sight. Our eyes are prevented from recognizing him. So how did Jesus till the ground in order to get them to recognize him in the first place? What was the dialogue that they did? Well, he walked with them 7 miles, and that whole time it says, beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. Before they recognized him, their hearts had to be prepared through the scriptures. Jesus spent his whole ministry again and again and again. You read the Gospels over and over and over. He's telling them, "Hey, remember what this that was written in the Old Testament? That was referring to me. You remember the manna that came down from heaven? How God fed his people with bread from heaven? Guess what? That referred to me. I am that bread that comes down from heaven, the bread of the Eucharist. You remember how Moses lifted the snake up on the stick? Once people got bitten, if they looked at the snake, they were healed. Kind of weird, huh? Well, guess what? It was a prophecy. It was about me. The Son of Man must be lifted up. Remember how Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a whale? Well, guess what? That was a prophecy. It was referring to me. The Son of Man must spend 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Again and again and again and again. Jesus was being... There was thousands of years of God preparing the Israelites for the coming of Jesus. And in this 7-mile walk, the apostles presumably heard all of it. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. There's an encounter with scripture before the breaking of the bread. Just like in the Mass. There are two main parts of the Mass, yes? The liturgy of the liturgy of the Word, which we're doing right now, and the liturgy of the Eucharist. We have the readings from Scripture, a reading generally from the Old Testament, the Psalm, a New Testament, and the Gospel. And then some sort of explanation of that, which I'm doing as we speak, by which our hearts are prepared to receive that Word of God. And then we transition to the liturgy of the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread, where hopefully we can recognize Christ in some small way. So we have all the young people up here today, the 8 of them who are making their first communion. Oh, no, there's 10 of them. 10 of them making their first communion. 11 of them making their first communion. Okay. So 11 of them making first communion today. But When you look at the bread, here, look at this. So here's the bread. This stuff hasn't been consecrated yet. What does it look like? What does that look like? What do you think? It's not consecrated yet, yeah? Kind of looks like paper, right? Kind of looks like, what else? What does it look like? Kind of like cardboard? Kind of tastes like cardboard too?
It's like,
yeah, you can feel it.
It tastes like,
it looks like stale bread, right?
Yeah.
Like, or crackers or something like that, right? Well, guess what? It looks and smells and tastes the same after the consecration, but is it the same? Is it the same afterwards? Now, why is it different? How is it different? Yeah?
It's different because it's blessed.
It's blessed, and then what? What? It becomes Jesus' body and blood, his soul and divinity. After the consecration on this Eucharist, Jesus is just as present on this altar. He's just as present on this altar as he was 2,000 years ago walking on the road to Emmaus. But our eyes are prevented from recognizing him. He's here, but we don't see him. And sometimes, if you ever had that experience, that encounter with God, where just for a brief flash, maybe just a moment, maybe a day, where something happened that it's undeniable God has worked in your life. And you walk away from that, maybe like a retreat experience or an encounter in the Blessed Sacrament and an adoration or whatever it might happen to be. Maybe something that you were supposed to get there was a car accident and you could have, probably should have died, and something happened that was undeniable working of God in your life, and you saw that God was at work. But then what happens? He vanishes from our midst. A week later, a month later, we're back to the same old, same old. Here's the thing, guys, with the Eucharist, we taste and see and feel bread most of the time. Occasionally there's miracles famous miracles where like the bread will turn into flesh and we can see with our eyes. But usually we have to have faith in our hearts. And we have to know that that is God. Even if we can't see it or taste it or touch it or smell it. But we know. We know in here because he promised us. My challenge to you then, examine, recognize, how are you walking with God right now and not even knowing it? That's the challenge. That's actually the same challenge I've been giving to the middle school kids. God is speaking to you every single day. And I'll ask them, how has God spoke to you today? Where did you encounter him today? And they stare at me with like deer in the headlights. But the thing is, he has spoken to you today. He is speaking to you. But he's hidden from our sight. We don't recognize him. We don't hear him. And the difference between a saint and the person who doesn't become a saint, it's a saint start to recognize. They pay attention. They strive. And it's not always grand and profound. It's not always Jesus standing in your midst like in the flesh where we can see him. Sometimes he's veiled behind a piece of bread. But the saints are still able to recognize him. Even then, even if it's veiled. So that's my challenge, to begin to look at the ways that God is speaking to you, the way God is encountering you. especially for these young people, for the 11 of you, you encounter God today in the Eucharist for the first time. And hopefully every single week, every single Sunday for the rest of your life after that. That's the way, that's the small way that Christ comes to us, and he shares himself with us. And may we grow in our ability to recognize him in this breaking of the bread.